Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Good morning, people. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the teaching lessons of wisdom in Jupiter Mahadasha, let's enter the Saturn Mahadasha for a period of 19 long years. This is going to be a determinant for all those people. If you've seen my Saturn main Mahadasha podcast, you will understand that Saturn is a different kind of teacher compared to Jupiter. Both are teachers but have styles different. The Antardasha sequencing in Saturn follows in this 19 years as Saturn 38 months, Saturn Mercury 26 months, Saturn Ketu 12 months, Saturn Venus 33 months. Saturn Sun 12 months, Saturn Moon 20 months, Saturn Mars 13 months, Saturn Rahu 32 months, Saturn Jupiter 30 months, and it closes with that. This is the standard Vimshuddhari proportions mapped over a 19 year cycle of Saturn Mahadasha. Especially good if you are coming in the prime of this, because Saturn will teach you that kind of profound lessons in real life, in everything that is earth, far more than any other dasha I have known, even personally speaking from experience. So what is the Saturn Mahadasha? It's nothing to fear. First of all, get rid of all your fears and preconceived ideas and whatever other Jyotishis are speaking about. Get rid of that. Put it on the table. Examine it later if you wish. Focus on this with a clear brain, as if you don't know anything about it. Saturn Mahadasha brings slow, steady karmic corrections. It matures individual through responsibility, limitations, duty, endurance, structure, discipline, and long-term growth. Saturn is signified in the traditional classical texts as an old, cynical man who's got a melancholic, cynical attitude towards everything. He's slow in progress. He knows all the harshness of human personality, the selfishness of human personality, and all of the rest of it. Saturn knows that human nature. Saturn is a common person. Saturn is your breath, air sign, airy planets. Saturn represents air, dryness of air, realism, slowness, karma, duty, labor, rules, bones and joints, consequences in your elemental file. It is telling me what my file is. These are all the correlational files. Okay. So what happens typically during Saturn, once it kicks in, you might, relating to the health part of it, joint pains, aches and pains of joints, your skin might become dry, your hair might become more whitish, you know, you might get white hairs during this period. Why? Because Saturn is a karaka of old man, old cynical man, who's melancholic, who's harsh in his tone of speech. You might have a harsher tone of speech during your Saturn Mahadasha. Be careful of that. So this entire 19-year period becomes a karmic audit, so to speak, and a restructuring of your life to match. Now let's see the sequence. Saturn. Now you're entering the Saturn Mahadasha. Be very careful of your joints, your spine and your joints and so on in this beginning, because it typically tends to break some bone. I'm here. Saturn makes his presence felt by things which are relating to your joints. You might get, if you are asthmatic kind of a person, you might get more higher versions of that, so to speak. So maximum contraction, discipline, responsibility, pressure, and karmic accountability occurs. Also the greatest progress. You people get status in Saturn Mahadasha. It'll make you work like a donkey, sure, but it will also give you status. See, Sun gives you fame, which is fleeting. Saturn gives you the status, which is more on a permanent scale. Remember that. So they're not all is bad in Saturn. Psychological field is one of seriousness. Emotional heaviness. Saturn is melancholy. It's realism. No more imagination. Endurance. Minimalism. Heightened fear of failure. There's lots of fears, worries and doubts. Karaka of Saturn. Introspection. Strong need for structuring your life. Karmic function being past life debts, duty karma, they all will kick in wherever your Saturn is placed in your chart. You'll become the dominant focus of that particular house wherever Saturn sits. It says, now I'm here. Let us start the donkey work. Family obligations, long-term responsibilities, and unfinished karmic contract surface for completion. It gives you a long 19-year cycle. It's 1 year less than Venus, isn't it? So, one of the longest periods. Heavy workload, delayed rewards, career restructuring, elder care duties, Saturn cares for elders and common people. Financial caution, you'll become very cautious with your money. Health issues relating to bone and joints, slow but stable progress. Everything is Saturn is slow, so stop yourself. You know, get your mugs of coffee, beer, whatever it is. Saturn is a karaka of alcohol also. And then start. It's a long period, folks. Sit back, kick back your heels, relax in Saturn Mahadasha. Don't be worried if your work is not coming. Saturn will make you work one way or the other. This I have seen. I'm currently in one. Saturn Mercury Antardasha starts after the Saturn. 26 months. So intellectual discipline will come in. Discipline in different aspects will come in as we go through the Antardasha cycles. Intellectual discipline, structured communication, analytical karma, duty through learning and precision. I see a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of paperwork. Mercury is a karaka of stationery. So psychological field being careful thinking, over analysis, a lot of worry, nervous strain. Mercury is a karaka of nerves. Careful during this period for that. Desire for order, meticulousness, quieter speech, responsibility in communication. You speak more slowly, methodically during Saturn Mercury. The karma function will be contracts, education, sibling karma, communication obligations, speech related past life karmas activate for refinement. Everything activates from the Akash for refinement. For you to really look at, change it. That's why consciousness plays a big role, isn't it? Unless you're getting conscious, everything happens unconsciously. You know, good luck with that. Outer life events will be paperwork, certifications, negotiations, teaching, travel for work, writing responsibilities, intellectual labor and administrative burdens. Oh, I remember this one when I went through this. Tons of paperwork. Saturn Ketu Antardasha, 12 months. Karmic release. Saturn Ketu, it might cut you off from your main job. Ketu is a karaka of chopping off things from your life. People, places, things, whatever it is. Karmic release, austerity, detachment from old responsibilities, spiritual pruning, so to speak. The only one who doesn't care about the Saturn's work is Ketu. It'll take you off. Saturn plus Ketu is a monk, 101. If it is together in your natal or Navamsha, you are born monk. Okay, you'll be doing something related to unconventional stuff, something higher. Your work in this world becomes of a higher dimension. So it will lead to withdrawal, solitude, minimalism, emotional dryness, introspection, abrupt disinterest in material pursuits. Everything relating to work it might cut you off from. Don't be worried, don't be scared. Get yourself a cup of coffee. Close your eyes, breathe. Saturn is a karaka of breath. Relax and examine. That's what it says. Karmic contracts dissolve, ancestral karmas release, past life spiritual duties activate, illusions around responsibility collapse. This is a very turning point in life. Saturn Ketu Antarshisa is turning point for people, especially endings in job or relationships, separation from burdensome roles. Ketu removes you from the burden of Saturn. Health demands rest, spiritual retreats, relocation or reduction of workload. Saturn Ketu Antardasha, if you are one who have already worked on yourself to some degree of spirituality, here's my suggestion. During Saturn Ketu Antardasha, take a trip to some high mountainous places like Kedarnath, make a pilgrimage. In order for you to be inspired for your next step, pay a visit to all those holy places in India, like Kedarnath, like Badrinath, or any place where there is temple on a hilltop. Ketu is a karaka of high places. And Saturn Ketu will typically give you inspiration when you go to high places. After that, follows the Saturn Venus Antardasha for a period of 33 months. Now it will give you slow, steady growth in wealth, emotional grounding, desire maturation, stability in relationships, delayed pressure. Pressure also, but never mind. Need for love but cautious expression, emotional restraint, desire for long-term commitment, refined values, Venus's value system, relationship karma, marriage duty, financial responsibilities and self-worth lessons activate. Venus is self-worth. These are all correlated, co-linked with my files. Love matures through discipline. Marriage formalization may happen, especially if this kicks in early. Relationship tests, long-term partnerships, especially if you are having lots of planets in Libra or 7th house, this will activate. Business partnerships also, financial restructuring, home building can happen, but I would think more Venus, Saturn moon, artistic work with structure. This is followed by Saturn sun Antardasha. Now you have a fight. You have a fight with authority. Saturn does not like sun, so this can be a tough cycle of 1 year. Especially if it depends where your Saturn and sun are placed in relationship to one another. If it is in trine 159, it might be actually give you a promotion. You might become the leader, which is what happened to me. I achieved my highest position during Saturn Mahadasha in my career as automation engineer. Never mind that. Ego pressure, authority, examination, identity, restructuring can happen under the weight of your karma. Psychological field can be low confidence at first, then rebuilding. Humility, training in humility 101, Saturn Sun Antardasha. From authority figure, Sun is everything authority, government. Strengthening of inner backbone. Saturn Sun Antardasha asks the question, who are you? What is your essential thing you bring to the table? Saturn questions everything. Tell me your true worth, it says. Father-related karma can come because son, leadership debts. Misuse of authority in past lives. Oh my God. Okay. And ego correction surface for refinement. Outer life events may show up as conflict with bosses, government. Sure, like I said. Promotions after struggle. Forced leadership roles. You may feel, I am not up for this leadership. Why are you giving me all this stuff? Anyway, I went through this stuff. People started giving me more authority than I was prepared for. Health pressure, heart and spine, public accountability. Be careful of all these health issues during Saturn. You can be slow and dragged down. That's what people worry about. Saturn Moon Antardasha. Now you're talking about your emotional body. Saturn moon can get you highly melancholic. Please be careful of this. I think people get melancholic. This is a melancholy 101. Also, it is the depth of intuition and grounding like nothing else. It's for a period of 20 months. Emotional heaviness, duty towards family, psychological pressure, grounding of emotions. Do a lot of emotional work. Go to those people who provide you emotional healing. Because it will give you melancholy, worry, nostalgia, emotional maturity, need for stability, subdued expression, caregiving instinct. Mother-related karmas might kick in, childhood emotional debts, family care responsibilities, emotional discipline, and karmic cleansing of memory patterns. Outer life may appear as home-related responsibilities. Caregiving duties may be elderly people in your family, maybe your elderly parents. Property delays will happen. Relocations for stability, emotional tests that lead to maturity. This is followed by Saturn Mars. Now you get action oriented. Remember one thing, Saturn does not like Mars. Mars wants everything quick, Saturn does it everything slow. So the styles of engagement between Saturn and Mars is very different. So in this, you have sort of a push and pull going on in these 13 months. Disciplined action, frustration, karmic conflicts. Mars is a karaka of conflict. Check the relationship between Saturn and Mars in your natal. That will determine mostly. If it's a 1-6 relationship, might have a lot of fights. Pressure-based ambition, irritability, suppressed anger, rigid discipline. Saturn says slow down, Mars says no, I want it right now. So there's a push and pull going on. Endurance, cold determination, needing to prove yourself. It's a warrior-based karma, conflict-based karma, property and land karmas, a lot of karmas playing out here. Aggression debts, leadership mistakes, surface for correction. Outer life may be workplace conflicts, legal battles, property disputes, construction work, surgeries, discipline, achievements, slow but solid victories. Now this is followed by Saturn Rahu. Now we get headless. Now we get all software, social media. Karmic turbulence, unpredictable delays, destabilized ambition, illusion under pressure. Ask me, I'm going through this right now. Anxiety, confusion, obsession with stability, clash between caution, which is Saturn, and desire, which is Rahu. See, Saturn will try to slow this guy down. Rahu says, I want everything now. Saturn says, slow the hell down. You know, you gotta get a coffee, like I always like to say. Emotional unpredictability. Foreign-related karma, shadow ambitions, manipulation or shortcuts from past life surface. Illusions are destroyed through reality checks. Boy, do I know that. Sudden rise or fall in career, legal or government issues, foreign travel, media exposure, like I'm doing now, unexpected responsibilities, karmic shocks and corrections. I have to wait for that part. This is followed by last. Saturn Jupiter under the Dasha for a period of 30 months. Stabilized expansion, disciplined growth, ethical correction, protective blessings, balanced thinking, maturity, hope after hardship, philosophical clarity, moral anchoring, patient optimism. So this ends with a nice tone, isn't it? Dharma karma activates. The lord of karma is meeting the lord of dharma. Wisdom protects, old karmic burdens lighten, long-term growth patterns stabilize, past life teaching karmas return. It can result in marriage, childbirth, etc. if you are in the earlier stages of this, of life, let's say between 18 and 28. Education, institutional roles, promotions, legal victories, structured prosperity and higher learning and spiritual consolidation. This is what finishes the Saturn Mahadasha Antardasha cycle. Now these are generics, like I've given hints. Look at where the distances of each one of the Antardasha planets are from Saturn in your chart. Is there a 2-12 relationship, 3-11 relationship, 9-5 relationship, 10-4 relationship, 6-8 relationship? I have covered this before. I shall cover it a little more later. I think this needs a little more grounding, a little more clarity. I shall see you in the next Mercury Mahadasha Antardasha. Meanwhile, take care. Be safe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.